I want to get to Mel Tucker briefly. And it's not about Mel Tucker per se, because I think the facts pretty much speak for themselves. And the fact that Mel Tucker is telling you it's consensual means he admits that he's in all likelihood did the things he's accused of. It's just he's saying that she was okay with it. Well, obviously it wasn't. She filed a report. Well, it came out over the weekend. My problem is with Michigan State on this, because I think the Mel Tucker situation is obvious. They found out about this when she filed a report in December, late December. So it's somewhere around, you know, Christmas, just before Christmas, maybe between Christmas and New Year's. But that's when they found out. She went through the process and filed a report. And then they brought in a third party to investigate. Now, no offense, but it's talk to him, talk to her, ask her, hey, can anybody corroborate what you're talking about here in terms of, like, did you tell somebody else? You know, can we talk to them? Great. Go, yeah, she told me this happened, this happened, this, she was upset, whatever. Okay. It doesn't take that long. So they do the investigation. The investigation was over July 25th. They have the results of the investigation sitting there July 25th. And they let him coach camp. They let him coach the first two games. So last night they suspended him without pay. Oh, and by the way, when are they going to deal with this situation? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Yeah. October 5th. Really? October 5th? Wow. You've had the results since July 25th. And then they had a press conference last night, and they were asked about basically the timeline of this and the investigation. First of all, they tell the investigation was finished July 25th. Then in answering it, a question, say, well, it's still an ongoing investigation and new information came to light. You want to know what the new information that came to light happens to be? It got out. That's why they had the press conference last night. It got out. It's just, you know, I mean, the biggest problem is obviously Mel Tucker. Got it. He is taking the remaining $77 million, not a small number, and appears to be on the verge of flushing it down the drain. But Michigan State, the process is just so, I mean, I'm sorry, this process should not take 7 months. It shouldn't take 7 months. I could see it taking a couple of months. And then they're done with it, and they get the results of it July 25th. All right, well, you're looking around like, okay, now you find out all this stuff. Like, excuse me, what is going on here? Well, some new information came to light. Here's what new information came to light. The report came to light. That's the new information. Everybody found out about it. We have to have a press conference. We're going to suspend it with pay. We're going to wait till October 5th. I'm sorry. You sit back and you say to yourself, this whole thing stinks. So that, I'll just leave it at that. But I, you know, it's all the way around, the whole thing. And Brenda Tracy, who operates a nonprofit company who tries to raise awareness about sexual misconduct, especially among college athletes, told the university investigators that Tucker sent her gifts after she would date him if he wasn't married, and then perform phone sex, essentially, without her consent. And Tucker told investigators he took part in the behavior, but that was consensual. Okay. Your process is bad. Your process is flawed. Your excuses last night were lame. And that, I mean, I sit back and go, what are you doing here? A, it took a long time. Why did it take 7 months? Right, let's start with that. Then you get it. Right? Why didn't have, okay, let's have the university president look at it, the athletic director look at it, maybe the associate athletic director in charge of football, the provost, or the chief of staff, whomever it may be. Hey, everybody, let's talk about this. This is a big problem. We need to do something. We can't just let this sit. They let it sit. It's embarrassing. All the way around.